I was inherently dirty, how can you purify it? Because it's inherently dirty. It means it can never be changed. Inherently means it's that way. It cannot be changed. So since the I is not inherently contaminated, therefore, wrong imputation can be?
Wrong imputation
can be one word.
A verb.
One word.
Change.
Correct. A verb, that's it. So if the wrong imputation can be changed, does that tell us that the I is not inherently contaminated?
Yes.
So therefore, if the I is not inherently contaminated, all the negative things we do through our five aggregates can be
changed.
Purified is the actions that's already been done by the wrong aggregates. All right, what's already been done wrong by the manifestation through the five aggregates can be purified. What has not been done doesn't need to be purified, it's undone. For example, if you didn't kill anybody, why would you purify? If you kill somebody through wrong imputation, meaning what, you view them as an enemy, actually they're not. Okay, wrong imputation, give me an example of wrong imputation.
The belief in self-cherishing mind.
No. Give me an example of wrong imputation.
Wrong imputation.
Wrong imputation is just manifested with your five archetypes. Don't get lost with big words. What's the five archetypes? Name me one.
Form.
Good. Another one.
Sight.
Good. Another one.
Discrimination.
Good. Another one.
Sound.
Good. Another one.
Composition.
Oh, don't give me big words. Taste. Touch. Sight. Sound. Feeling. Mind. That's it. Compositional factors.
You
want to use big words now? Do you understand or not?
Yeah.
So therefore, is the eye inherently contaminated?
No.
Is the eye inherently contaminated? Proof.
Proof that
proof that the eye is not inherently contaminated.
If we have bad habit and we put effort to change it.
It can change. Therefore, is that proof that the is that proof that wrong imputation can be changed? Why?
Because if it's part of us, then we are, you know.
Don't use big words, just say it straight, it's very simple.
Well, basically we can change, that's why it's not part of us.
That's right. That's fine. So if it's a part of you, can you change it?
No.
That's right. So if it's not a part of you, it can be changed. Isn't that proof that it's from wrong imputation? So if it's wrong imputation, a wrong imputation can be changed, does that mean that there is enlightenment? Right. So if there is enlightenment, that means a purification of wrong, all wrong imputations. Correct? So if your wrong imputation is changed, you can become enlightened. Therefore, can your aggregates become enlightened? If your aggregates can become enlightened, that means your aggregates can have five compositional factors that can manifest in all types of activities. Therefore, emanations.